No doubt you have so many plans with your family, and we truly are thrilled that you would spend part of your day here. We want to be sensitive to the time. But if I could just give you something from the scripture that you could take home and help you today in terms of this special day, that would be great. So I want to direct your attention to the book of Galatians, chapter 4. I want to remind all of you that this week we have a holiday schedule, so there's no activities during the week. In fact, next Sunday will be January 1st, and we won't have Sunday school at 10. We will have service at 11. That will be our holiday schedule, prayer at 10:30 in the chapel, then service at 11. Everybody's welcome to come. Some folks will be traveling back home, and so we'll be having a great time next Sunday morning. If you can be here, it'll be awesome. Galatians 4, beginning at verse 4, it says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." The Bible says that God was manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. So God became a son so that we might become sons of God. What an awesome God. And yet this verse references time and the process of waiting for a Savior. And I want to talk to you from that thought for just a few moments. Simply, it's about time. It's about time. Let's ask the Lord to speak to us. Lord Jesus, right now, we need your Spirit to flow mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let it be clear that you have spoken. Blessed word in Jesus' name. God, I just got a short amount of time here. I want your Spirit to touch every life. Help me, Lord, to be a blessing, anoint. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Any of you that still have younger children in the home, you are aware of the amazing anticipation that is connected with Christmas. In fact, for our kids, it can be utterly maddening that wait for Christmas morning. And then, of course, all of us have this expectation, the hope of a wonderful time with family and perhaps even some food and fun and all that goes with us. But we're waiting for Christmas. There is a time element involved to the degree that when it finally comes, perhaps our kids might say, "Man, it's about time. Come on now." And I don't know if any of you parents are like me, but when they wake me up real early in the morning, I kind of act like I'm tired. Maybe I'm not acting. And I'm just a few more minutes. You know how that goes. And they're saying, "Come on, it's about time." That's so intertwined with Christmas that you can't get away from it. In fact, there are times, at least at my house, when our children will bargain with us. "Do we have to wait until Christmas?" Isn't that true? Maybe some of you give in, like maybe I give in, because I hate waiting too. And yet the reality is there is something about the anticipation that's part of the celebration. There's something about the waiting that adds to the wonder of Christmas. And the delay in the gratification even helps to make the occasion even more special for all of us. And yet when you think about that, about this Christmas, what about the first Christmas? Think about the waiting for Jesus to come as the Savior of the world. In particular, you read the voice of the prophets throughout the Old Testament, and then in Malachi, when the last voice is spoken, God speaking through a man, history tells us that there were 400 years of silence. Silence from the perspective of God not speaking through his prophets to his people Israel. Basically, it seemed like God was silent. And there's a lot going on in the world, a lot of coming and going, but that's what this scripture refers to when it speaks of the fullness of time. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son. Why? To redeem us. And historians and theologians, they talk about the climate and the culture of that time when Jesus finally was born in Bethlehem. Israel and that area of Palestine, they had been ruled by Persia and Greece and Egypt and Syria and now Rome. And really the children of God, those Old Testament Hebrews, they were longing for a Messiah. But some other interesting things were happening as well, because Rome was conquering the world. They were establishing Greek as the universal language, and then through all of their expertise, they were expanding highways and expanding laws and causing things to come together in such a way that after Jesus came, the stage was set for the message to ring clear around the world. It's about time. Jesus has come. Not only does Israel need a Messiah, but the world needs a Savior. And so we see the prophet proclaimed, Isaiah 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's what we've been waiting for. And so here's this baby in the manger, Emmanuel, God with us. It's about time. We need a Savior. We need you, Jesus. We've been waiting for so long. And yet I want to take from that and extend into the heart of somebody here and say, just like they waited for that first Christmas, and just like we wait for each Christmas, it seems like waiting is such an integral part of all of our lives. And on this Christmas morning, can I give a message to somebody? And the message is this: it's about time. You've been waiting for a Savior. You've been waiting for a miracle. You've been waiting for an answer. And Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. To your situation, to your circumstance, Jesus is coming. And you know what? He's coming right on time. He's coming right on time. In 2 Corinthians, we read it this way: we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And so look what happens to us. We are troubled on every side, but we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. And look what's happening. We are always bearing in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. At times, God allows each of us to go through the waiting. And while we're waiting, it seems like all kinds of madness is happening to us. And it seems like we're being attacked. Or even sometimes we feel like we're being defeated. And all the while we're thinking, God, isn't it about time that you come and rescue me? Isn't it about time that you come and save me? Isn't it about time that you would just show up in my situation? And maybe on this Christmas morning, God would get a message to somebody, and that message would be this: he's about to be manifest in your body, in your situation, in your family, in your circumstance. In fact, that same passage of 2 Corinthians says this: for this cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, and it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not on the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In other words, I remember even when I was a child, it seemed like the waiting was excruciating. It seemed like the waiting would never end. But oh, when Christmas finally came, what a wonder, what a celebration. And could it be in your circumstance, in your situation, that the waiting is excruciating, that the waiting is painful, but when Jesus shows up, he will be right on time in the fullness of time. He will reveal himself in your situation. Because the reality is, it really is about time. It really is about how I act while I wait, how I worship while I wait, how I respond to what feels like the silence of God, just waiting, waiting for my Messiah, waiting for my Savior. Will I walk away? Will I give up? Will I become distracted? Or will I say, in the fullness of time, Jesus is coming to see about me. In the fullness of time, Jesus is going to take care of me. In the fullness of time, I know Jesus is coming, and I've been waiting for a long time. But when he comes, he will be right on time. So why the waiting? Well, because it's about time. That's why. It's my time to trust him. It's my time to worship him. It's my time to serve him. It's my time to hope in him. It's my time to wait on him. It's all about time. Because the reality is, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh yeah, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. And you may look at them and say, man, they've been waiting a long time. But don't you worry. In the fullness of time, Jesus is coming. In the fullness of time, the miracle is coming. Oh, if you've been there, you ought to clap your hands and say, I know what it's like to be in the waiting room. I know what it's like to think that God has been silent, but I know what it's like to know that he shows up. He shows up. He's showing up today. And so the psalmist said it this way, Psalm 62. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Look down at verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Some of us, you know, our kids, they cause us to give in, and we might give out a few presents ahead of time, but you know, God's ways are perfect. And so when he causes us to wait, it's because when the fullness of time does come, that's when the blessing and the miracle is going to be right on time. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge. It is in God. And look at verse 8. Of that psalm, I will trust in him at all times. Yes, I'm waiting, but I'm still trusting. Yes, I'm waiting, but I'm still worshiping. Yes, I'm waiting, but I'm still believing. Yes, I'm waiting, but I will trust in him at all times. In fact, look at that psalm. It says, while I'm trusting, I'm pouring out my heart before him, because it's about time. Can I trust him through this time? Oh, yes. Can I serve him through this time? Oh, yes. Can I believe him through this time? Absolutely. Galatians says it this way, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. One translation says, so let us not get tired of doing what is good, for at just the right time we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. I'm telling somebody today, just like the children would wait for Christmas morning with so much anticipation that they almost could become wearying with the pain of waiting. But if they wait, Christmas is coming. And I'm here to tell somebody, if you wait, Jesus is coming. The blessing is coming. The gifts are coming. The miracle is coming. But it's about time. What will you do with this time? How about if we just serve him? If we just love him? If we just believe him? Praise God. And so I close. Merry Christmas. Oh, I thought he was going to preach 3 hours again like last Sunday. No, it's Christmas. And man, you know, I'm still honeymooning too. Can I get an amen? Some of you men, you missed your moment right there. You could have been amening your way to a wonderful Christmas miracle. Help me, Lord. I need you right now, Jesus. Don't leave me now, Lord. Come to me. But you think about it. 400 years. You know, I get the feeling that some people that heard the prophecies and knew a Messiah was coming and even heard about a birth in Bethlehem, after all that waiting, they were not near ready when he came. I don't understand that about God, that he lets enough time pass that the faint of heart are those that are easily pulled by the world system. They might say, where is the promise of his coming? Oh yeah, we've heard all that before. So much time. And you know the story. So many missed that first coming. In fact, we read about a man by the name of Simeon. I want you to look as I close. Luke chapter 2. Mary and Joseph are bringing Jesus to the temple, and they meet a man of God there. Luke chapter 2 and verse 25. Here Jesus is just a baby, and when they bring him to the temple, Simeon is there. And the Bible says in verse 25, he was just and he was devout. But look at this, he was waiting. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. In fact, he was waiting for Jesus. He was waiting for the Messiah. And the scripture says, look right there, the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And so he came by the Spirit into the temple. And so when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus, he took that little baby in his arms. He blessed God, and look what he said. Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen your salvation. I want to tell somebody right now that the Holy Ghost has been leading you while you've been waiting. The Spirit of God has had his hand upon you while you've been waiting. And whatever you're going through, it's not going to kill you. Before you die, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord in your situation. You're going to see the hand of God. You're going to be able to say, I waited and now I see it. Jesus showed up right on time. Oh, what a Christmas miracle. Not just what he does in Bethlehem, but what he does every day. For those that wait, for him. And all of us are waiting for a trumpet to sound. All of us are waiting for that second coming. And let me tell you something. While you're waiting, stay in the church. While you're waiting, stay in the Spirit. While you're waiting, trust in the hand of God that is leading you. Because there may be some that turn aside, some that get weary with the waiting. But when the fullness of time has come, Jesus will split the eastern sky and we will be caught up to meet him. But he's coming for those that are waiting. He's coming for those that are waiting. He's coming for those that are waiting. We're waiting, Lord. We're waiting for you. Would you stand and in your own way, would you raise your hands and somehow grab a hold of the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God? Or if you don't know how to pray, if you could just somehow in your own way connect with God and say, Lord, there are some things I've been waiting for. There are some miracles I've been waiting for. There are some victories I've been waiting for. And I just want you to know, Lord, I still believe. I still trust during this time. I will worship, I will serve, I will believe, I will hope, and I will see. Elders, if you could bring the prayer list, all of our elders, just come in front of the pulpit area. Come on, everybody praying for just a few moments. Everybody praying for just a few moments. Ira na 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 ba kasika toriate ata ira na 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 bosmo.